The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
Welcome to 4 minutes and 44 seconds of football, life, and leadership. Grab a hold, put those big boy pants on, and let's talk about things in this world that actually matter. Are you a quarterback? Are you the parent of a quarterback? Are you a little league quarterback coach? Are you a high school quarterback coach? Are you a college quarterback coach? Are you an NFL quarterback coach? It doesn't really make any difference. There's a few things that really, basically, it's all you need to know. You don't need to know any more than what I'm going to teach you in the next 4 minutes and 44 seconds. Everything that you learn after that is really probably too much information. First thing is, teach a quarterback what they need to know and nothing more. The biggest issue with quarterback coaches, people that want to coach that position, is they think it's about them. It's about showing how smart they are. It has nothing to do with how smart you are as a coach, or as a quarterback guru that's doing it as a side business. It has everything to do with teaching them what they need to know and then knowing when to shut up and to leave it alone. The worst thing you can do is teach somebody more than they need to know, because all you do then is you confuse them. So here's the things they need to know. Number one, decision making. When you're making a decision, you got to stay on schedule. What does that mean? You got to read progression 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you're not to that fourth read in 2.5 seconds, if you're normal, you're sacked. So you got to stay on schedule. You got to understand how to do that. You got to be aware of the situation. What's the down and distance? What's the coverage that they're in? You got to know where your check downs are. How do I get rid of the ball if I get in trouble? And you've got to be accurate. You can be the biggest arm in the history of football. If you're not accurate, it doesn't make any sense. You got to have timing. Timing comes from specific footwork for each concept. There's different footwork for a one-step drop, three-step drop, five-step drop, play-action pass, roll out to the right, roll out to the left, a naked boot versus a full boot where we pin the defensive end. You've got to get that down to where that you never think about it. That's why I teach the Manning-Goff technique. It's the greatest drop-back technique in the world, and it'll work for anybody. I don't care what age you are, what level you're at, makes no difference. The way I teach rollouts, it's the simplest thing in the world and works for any QB. That's why I've had so much success as a quarterback coach. So timing is absolutely crucial in doing this. Accuracy. How do you get better with accuracy? We do it with a drill called perfect drill. So here's what it means. Basically this. You want to throw perfect balls that hit a guy on the right shoulder, the left shoulder, the ear, the head. How do you do that? Do it 5 yards apart, then 8 yards apart, then 10 yards apart. But get where the ball lands exactly where you want it to be, to where a receiver can catch the football and turn directly straight up the field to avoid a defender. You want to be able to drop a fade route over the outside shoulder. How do you do that? Start 5 yards apart, 10 yards apart, 15 yards apart. Get used to putting air on the ball. Throw balls into trash cans all summer long, and then go through every single route progression that you have as a quarterback and develop accuracy for that. Pre-snap, you got to know what's going on in pre-snap. What is the coverage that you see? What is your read progression? If you're having to think about read progression, then you can't play quarterback. You have to know the progression like the back of your hand, because you're going to get through it, and you're going to get through it fast. You're only going to have about 2.5 to 3 seconds to get through your progression. What coverage are they in? Where is everybody going to go? And then basically, where's the grass? That means, where are they not at? And then finally, what's the best matchup? A lot of times football is about matchups. Do they give you a key indicator? Safety alignment. Where'd the safety line up? Is he coming down? Is he staying back? Is he going to roll? Are his feet straddled? Is one leg up in front of the other? What's the depth of the linebackers? What's the defensive lineman's stance? The first step that you're going to take should be a slow read to read the coverage. If you understand those things, you'll know. And then finally, what's the protocol? Formation. Is there motion? You got the play call. What's the formation? Is there motion? What is the personnel that's in the game? What is your footwork? What's the progression? Is the pre-snap? The pre-snap should be easy for you. Delete receivers based upon matchups and on coverages. And then finally, know what the key indicator is. If you know those simple things that I've just taught you in 4 minutes and 44 seconds, guess what? You're going to be one great quarterback.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.